What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Remind you, we'll be live in Cape May on Friday, this coming Friday, Friday night. And join us, because it'll be a great show. 3 to 7 p.m., you can come for all the show, you can come for part of the show, you can stay for 4 hours, 4 minutes, whatever you want. You do not need a ticket. You don't need to pay anything to come to the show. It's free. The bar will be open, and I'd love to see you there. All right? So please join us on Friday, and we'll have a lot of fun. All right? At my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right? It's going to be a blast. These shows are always fantastic, and they're a lot of fun. They really are. So we're watching right now. Military assets are at risk. Tehran vows to fight back if the U.S. targets nuclear sites. This is obviously the huge, huge story of the day. Brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. I will be seeing him this week for my smile, because, yes, he is my dentist, and he's my family's dentist, and he should be your dentist, too. Mikey Sherrill is a Democrat nominee for governor of New Jersey. Jack Cittarelli will be our very first guest on Friday's show at the Grand Hotel. Unfortunately, he can't make it in person, but he will come to a show in person, I'm told, at some point. But he will be on the phone. He'll be calling into the show, excuse me, right around 3 o'clock. And we'll have a nice chat with Jack. It'll be my first time talking to him since he's won the nomination. Well, at least on the show. I've talked to him since. But in fact, we were texting today, as a matter of fact. I won't share with you what we were texting. It's none of your business. No, but his poll numbers look good. Look, I said this yesterday. People lie to pollsters all the time. And I know that people are lying when they say that they're going to vote for Mikey Sherrill over Jack Cittarelli, but then they say that they think New Jersey's on the wrong track. It's the same stuff we saw with Trump. Jack's got a really strong chance of winning here. I hope that the other candidates who ran will man up and endorse him and tell their supporters to back him, too. If they don't, I'm sorry. They're selfish SOBs, and they're going to help hand the state to the Democrats again. And they're just in it for themselves. Only time will tell. But Jack can win. And I think he's going to. I really do. I really think he's going to win this one. And I think we're going to have a Republican governor, and it's going to be a big win for the president. And it's going to be a big loss for the Democrats, because they have had control of this state and ran it into the freaking ground. And part of the reason why they're going to lose is because Mikey Sherrill is a terrible candidate. They've really nominated somebody here who's decided that she's going to make this entire race a referendum on Trump. So she was on MSNBC with Nicole Wallace telling us what a dangerous, dangerous path America is on. This is Cut 21. Take a listen.
I think people need to realize that this is a very, very dangerous path we're on right now. If people have not realized it already, it's time to wake up and do something about it. And I can tell you what we saw in New Jersey with the record level of turnout in the Democratic primary shows that people are ready to fight this fight.
Respectfully, I think the base of the Democratic Party and many who associate themselves with the pro-democracy movement has felt very awake since the morning after Election Day, and they've been eager to see Democratic leaders match their intensity and their appetite to fight what feels like the ripping up of the fabric of our country, something that isn't just Republican in nature, but autocratic in nature. Do you feel like this is a tipping point for Democratic leaders to join voters and pro-democracy activists in their desire to fight harder for democratic ideals in America?
Nicole, look, I'm running for governor of New Jersey because that is where I think the fight is. That is where I think we need to lead because it's one of only two states in the entire nation where we have a statewide election going on. It's why I've been meeting with thousands of people across the state. And I can tell you, I don't think it.
I am gonna make this the resistance, but she has no message. She has no platform. She's a terrible candidate. But you got to realize something. This is national implications here. It really does. National implications. There's two races for governor. Jack wins and he backed Trump big time. I mean, Trump backed him big time in the primary. Not once, not twice, but three times. Went all in on him, and they're going to make this referendum a referendum on him. So, great. You know what? Do that, and then lose, because it's not what the people in New Jersey want. They don't want this to be a referendum on Trump. They want this to be a referendum on the failed policies of the Democrats, of which Mikey Sherrill is one of them. So, there you go. This is all going to happen, too, as your electricity rates are soaring. And that is also going to be a big help, I think, to the Republicans. Not just Jack, but also the entire state assembly. The lower house is up, the entire assembly. There's a chance to flip that, too. And I think Chitterelli's got coattails. And the only thing people have to do is just show up and vote and suck it up if he wasn't your choice and just vote and do it. You know, I've said this before. I have very vivid memories of 2016. I remember people calling up and saying they would never vote for Donald Trump. And then I reminded them Hillary Clinton could appoint four Supreme Court justices. Well, if you're upset that your guy did not win the primary, I just want you to know Mikey Sherrill will get two seats on the New Jersey Supreme Court. So you either got to suck it up or you're going to hand that to the Democrats. But you're also going to hand a big loss to the president. So I want you to think about that, too. All right. We got a lot of time, so you got time for hurt feelings to go away. And you know my philosophy on this stuff, and it's the philosophy that I've taken for a very long time, which is that when this is over, I got to help put all the pieces of Humpty Dumpty back together again. So that's what I'm going to be focused on from now until then. I know Jack personally. I think he's a good man. I know Scott Pressler is going to be on Dom's show Friday. Dom's going to be at Mulligan Shore Bar, which is a great place, of course, owned by our buddy Johnny. Johnny and Pam are great friends of the show. They're going to be there. Scott's working his butt off, to get Jack elected by registering Republicans. Paula Scanlon's working really, really hard. Mac, you know what, DeSantis, why don't you invite Paula to come join us in Cape May in person, if she can do that. Can she do that? It'd be great to have her.
I am actually working on that now.
Oh, good. Excellent. Because I'd rather have Paula than Pressler, no offense, but, you know. Oh, this is a good time to pivot to my Fox News appearance yesterday. Would you like to see that? Yes? No? Maybe so?
Oh, I didn't know if you were talking. I thought it was rhetorical.
We have it ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know you were talking to me specifically.
But we're not streaming, though. So that means Road Warrior can't. Oh, we are streaming.
I got the video.
Okay, good. You're just not streaming me, thank God, right?
Yeah.
Good, thank God. So let's play the video. This way Road Warrior can see Brianna, because I know he's in love with her, which is fine. So she's a wonderful person. We had a lot of fun hanging out in the green room yesterday. And she's great. I actually hung out with Molly Hemingway, too. She's really cool. And Kaylee McEnany, by the way, is the sweetest person ever. besides Dana Perino. So she was a great guest host. But here's the appearance yesterday. We talked about a bunch of stuff, including how crazy the Democrats are. Take a listen.
Fetterman is taking a new shot at his own side.
People think that I'm going to turn into MAGA and I'm going to go this other way. And I'm like, no, my values haven't changed. But I think in some cases, I think our party's values have changed. And then there's been a lot of flux for me professionally. I'm not going to change my party.
Well, here to weigh in is Brianna Lyman, the Federalist correspondent, and Rich Zeoli, radio host of The Rich Zeoli Show. Rich, he's not going to be full-on MAGA, but I have a bet that he'll probably keep wearing the hoodie, which I very much like. John Fetterman, never disappointing there.
Kaylee, the hoodie is his cover. That's why everybody doesn't take him seriously, because of the hoodie and the shorts. But he has changed a lot politically, because he's smart. You know, people don't realize he went to Harvard. He gets it. Trump crushed it in Pennsylvania, and he was a Bernie Sanders socialist. So when he says the party hasn't changed, or I haven't changed, the party has changed, no. Fetterman has completely changed because he's got to do what he's got to do to win Pennsylvania. But unlike Gavin Newsom, who's so swarmy with the hair and everything, Fetterman gets away with it because he looks like a goofball with the with the shorts and the hoodie. So that's his whole act. And then people go, oh, he must be sincere. He's not sincere. He's smart. He knows this is what he has to do in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you know, everyone talks about Gavin Newsom's hair. I got to tell you, as a woman, I would choose John Fetterman over Gavin Newsom any day, Brianna. But Brianna, who would have thought that John Fetterman's tweet would be controversial these days? This parade is comprised of our sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, the very best of us. Regardless of your politics, it's appropriate to celebrate the 250 years of sacrifice, dedication, and service. Who would have thought in the year 2025 that statement would be controversial?
You know what statement should have been controversial? Sheldon Whitehouse posted a picture comparing the wonderful celebratory parade that we saw on Saturday to communist China. So you have people like John Fetterman, who's not the loudest voice in the Democratic Party, but he is one of the more sane voices, and he doesn't get enough attention. And I think what people forget is that on Saturday, it wasn't just celebrating how wonderful our military is today. It is looking back that 250 years ago, it was a bunch of ragtag militiamen who got together and created the backbone of what would become the world's greatest military. And there should be no debate on whether or not we celebrate that. And unfortunately, there is.
Rich, you know, I worked at the RNC, and it was under Ronna McDaniel, and there was unified purpose at the RNC. And even when you had to do a postmortem, there was unified purpose, everyone on the same team. Not only have they not done a postmortem, but there's no unified purpose. You have David Hogg, like, on the outs. You have Randy Weingartner being like, hey, I went out on the DNC. Yeah. So how do you do a postmortem without a unified purpose?
And Kaylee, this is the problem. Their base is the problem, because the base is full of lunatics. They really are. And now you've got these politicians like Newsom, like Fetterman, like Andrew Cuomo in New York, who are trying to pretend like they're centrist, but they still have to try to pretend like they're the Trump resistance. So it's this fine line they have to walk, and they're not doing a very good job of it, by the way, and there's no one really in charge. So Randy Weingarten's screaming her head off in Philly at the No Kings rally, which, by the way, what about no queens, huh? I mean, kind of a little sexist, right? And then there's no one to rein them in. My bet, though, is that that lane to say who, I'm the centrist Democrat, I'm the Bill Clinton 1992 Democrat, that lane is about to get very crowded very quickly.
Interesting. Well, I have to ask you, Brianna, would you choose John Fetterman, or would you choose Gavin Newsom, or none of the above?
None of the above. I'd obviously like a Republican, but I think to Rich's point, the problem Democrats face right now is they are so committed to this ideological purity that they cannot stand any kind of debate or discussion. And when you get down to the core of it, the problem becomes, how then do they win an election when they can't stand half the country and they can't have a regular debate or a conversation? How do you govern 330 million people that you don't agree with and that you're not willing to hear out? And so, you know, going back to John Fetterman, he may not be leaving the Democratic Party. He may say the Democratic Party's changed, but he's certainly standing in the doorway saying, what has happened to us?
Rich, I do want to ask you about that Bill Clinton lane, because you mentioned it's going to get crowded.
Yeah.
But Gavin Newsom kind of tiptoed in that lane by changing on the transgender and sports issue, but then leaned all the way back to the left when he decided he needed to win the base and lean into the riots. So it's going to get crowded, but yet they still have to cater to this far left flank in order to survive a 2028 Democratic primary.
Yes, except accept, unlike the Republican Party, of which we've all been part of for a long time, not you as long, but the Democrat Party controls everything. They control the entire process. Look, they stopped Bernie Sanders in 2016. They stopped him in 20. They gave us Joe Biden. They gave them Joe Biden. In 2024, there was a closed convention, right? Kamala Harris, there was no open primary, period. This is the difference. The Democrat Party controls everything. This is why the base is so angry, because they understand that the elites run the party. They crush their own Bernie Sanders movement, of which, by the way, John Fetterman endorsed him and was part of. But as long as the elites control the party, that's how they'll end up with one of these fake centrist candidates, Kaylee.
No doubt about it. Remember, not a single Democratic voter cast their ballot for Kamala Harris to be the nominee. So there you have it. Brianna, Rich, thank you. Mel Gibson.
Damn, that guy's good. All right. So as we continue on the show here today, we're all waiting to find out if there's going to be anything new with regards to Iran. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends at Emmons. They do great work. And 10% off. 10% off inflation relief discount for you and your family. That's what you get with Emmons. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Do you know they even have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division? That's right. And yes, we used Emmons to remodel the kitchen and bathroom in our old house. They did a phenomenal job. My wife was thrilled. Happy wife, happy life, kids. You know that. They will replace your windows. Anderson Windows, beautiful siding that will give you protection and peace of mind, will increase your home's value. And they also will do great work that you're going to be proud of, because craftsmanship is everything with Emmons. Matt and Stephanie, my great friends, they pride themselves on that. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How is your shore house doing? Have you had the roof checked? Because you should, especially with all this rain we've had and with all the elements. Well, Emmons will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. However, if you do, then you will get the best in the business. Owens Corning Shingle, the best, and you'll have a lifetime warranty on that roof as well. So do it today, EmmonsRoofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. I've used them for over 10 years in two different houses, and I've been thrilled with the results every single time. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. A short time ago, Tammy Bruce, the spokesperson for the United States Department of State, did a press conference and talked about a lot of things regarding Iran and the intelligence assessments that were given to the president. Look, I don't know what's going to happen with all this. My sense of it is that President Trump does not want to see America getting bogged down in another gigantic war in the Middle East. I don't think that is the case at all. And I think people should give him a chance and they should trust what he's working on. That's my sense of it. Subject to change, of course, like any other assessment, but that's where I think things are right now. And I think that the people who are fighting with each other within the movement are making a mistake, quite frankly. But here's what Tammy Bruce said. This ended a short time ago. She talked about Iran's nuclear progress and what has changed. Let's start with cut number 40, Justin.
Very good. How do you do?
Fine, thank you. The U.S. Intelligence assessment on March 26th was that Iran was not working towards a nuclear bomb. What's changed? That the U.S. position seems to be that it was very close.
Well, again, I can't speak to intelligence assessments, what may or may not have changed, or to the fact that it is President Trump and his team who are seeing things that matter when it comes to the decision making. And I think that that's what's happened here.
The assessment files, the assessment of everything it's done. So then let's talk about the deal making. You know, and this is where, again, I go back to the notion of, like, give the guy a chance here. Let's work this out. I know there's real hesitation for us to be getting involved in a war, but I also think there's people who are getting way ahead of themselves here, attacking the president and attacking their fellow conservatives over this, when really at this point, what Trump, I think, is doing is trying to scare the hell out of Iran, which is probably the right move. Tammy Bruce talking about him as a deal maker, cut 41.
Could you tell us about the role of partner countries in mediation efforts with Iran, like Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE? President Trump recently concluded successful trip to the Middle East. So what can you tell us about the role of these partner countries?
Well, he went with a goal in mind. He makes deals. He's the best deal maker in the world. These partners in the Middle East that we have, they understand clearly our intentions and what our goals are. Thankfully, again, to the approach and the style of President Trump. I think that when it comes to, again, the best person who could explain his feelings and thoughts about what's accomplished on any issue is the president himself. So I'd refer you back to what he writes and what he is posting on, a very regular basis, which is helpful to people like me, and I think to the world at large as well.
Let's hope. I mean, I'm going to certainly hope that that is the case. And I think we all are, you know, I think we're all hoping for that. And we're hoping that that is what the outcome is here as well. So NPR thinks you should not eat beef. Johnny Cook sent this to me the other day and I just haven't had a chance to play it because we've had obviously all this incredible breaking news that's been going on. But NPR is a joke, as we all know, or as Johnny says, they're beyond parody. They did an entire thing about eating less beef as a climate solution and why that's hard for American men. I've told you for years the left hates beef. They hate cows because cows toot and they think that that causes methane and climate change and everything else. It's a bunch of BS. They don't like the fact that alpha men eat beef. They go after people for being keto and being healthy. And they're a bunch of jerks. They really are. But anyway, here's NPR boring the hell out of everybody talking about how eating less beef would help the climate. Take a listen.
I just
saying you've been working on a story about beef, and I'm an interested person for you to talk to about beef, because my favorite food since I was a kid has been steak. So even at like 8 or 9 years old, back in the day, we'd go to Golden Corral. I would order steak, and they would bring the steak to the table, and they would point it at the adult or the male in the table, and they'd be like, no, it's for the little girl over there.
Wow. That is an image. Interesting that they assume the beef is for the man, because that's what we're getting into today.
Yes. Where do we begin?
We're going to start with this commercial.
I am man. Hear me roar. The number's too big to ignore. And I'm way too hungry to settle for chick food.
We're seeing a man walking around. I guess he was in this fancy restaurant. It looks like getting a little fancy plate. He just threw that away. He's a man. He got to find the real food, not this fancy schmancy stuff.
Exactly.
Why is NPR trying to go with this, like this whole...
It's a Burger King.
What happened to their boring, monotone, put you to sleep style? What's up with this? Have they done some market research to find out that everybody gets bored by them and they're trying to do something hip? Is that what it is, you think?
They're trying to make it more exciting. I don't know if they've succeeded, but they certainly tried.
They're just making it more irritating, I think. I'm listening to that, and it's irritating to me.
Well, it's about to get more irritating when you really hear from Julia Simon, the NPR Climate Solutions correspondent.
It gets worse. Let's do it.
A lot of boys and men get messages from advertisements and culture that connect eating meat with being a man, particularly eating beef.
Yeah.
Julia, you're a climate solutions reporter. Why are you so interested in beef?
It's because of cattle. When cattle burp, they release methane, this very potent planet-heating gas. Demand for beef drives deforestation, which also releases gases that heat the planet.
So what's the solution here?
It turns out, if people eat less beef, not even eliminating it, eating less, that would have a big impact on global warming.
Oh, because the cows burp. And toot, and that's bad for the planet. Got it? So then wouldn't eating more of them be better? So this way they're not around to burp and toot? Right? I mean, if they're all standing there burping and tooting, then eat them so they can't burp and toot. What am I missing here? Oh, you know what they're saying, I think. And yes, you only like steak because you're brainwashed. It's not because it's delicious, especially when it's butter and... no, you're brainwashed. It's the only reason. Really, what you like is soy. That's what you really like. You're just brainwashed. But no, if cows are standing around burping and tooting and that's ruining the planet, then isn't the answer to eat them so they stop burping and tooting? I think what she's suggesting, and I'm going to go and read between the lines here, is killing all the cows, eliminating them, and then not making any more cows. She basically wants to have cow extinction is what she's advocating for. Am I wrong? I mean, that's how I'm interpreting that.
I don't think that's what our end point was, but I agree that would resolve the situation if there's fewer cows. And one way of decreasing the number is via consumption.
Yeah, eat them. Eat the frigging cow. I'm going to get a steak on the way home tonight.
You're saving the planet.
I'm going to do my part to save the planet by eating more beef so the cows can't stand around all day wasting time tooting and burping and all the other things, too. David in South Carolina says no lighters near cows' mouths. Yeah, that's a good point. Or by their butts, I guess, either, because that could be a real problem. So dumb. Really, honestly, NPR is the worst. They are the friggin' worst. They're so boring. I can't wait till their funding is cut. So how are we going to survive without riveting radio like that, though, is my question. And riveting kind of insights like that. How will we as a planet make it? How will we as a society ever make it? My God. Let me play this for you, by the way. I meant to get to this as well. This is, let's see here now. Bill Maher scolding Sean Penn for saying he wouldn't have dinner with Trump. Now, I'm only pointing this out because the whole point about Fetterman being a con artist, like Sean Penn, you know, Bernie Sanders, these guys have been pretty consistent over the years, as wacky as they are. But John Fetterman, who was in that same lane, you know, now he brags about the fact that he has dinner with Donald Trump. So I'm making the point that the guy is just absolutely 100% a fugazi. So, like, Sean Penn is crazy, and we've known he's crazy, but, like, he's sticking with his craziness. He's not trying to be somebody he's not, unlike Fetterman. So here's Bill Maher and Sean Penn, cut 23.
The only reason I would not accept an invitation is because I see no, it's a long flight. And I see no.
Really? You'll meet with
I don't think
Castro and Hugo Chavez, but not the president of the United States.
Yeah, I saw good results come out of some of those things in terms of agendas that I had. I don't think that there's anything that I would. I just personally wouldn't trust anything that was said in the room, including the personality.
It's not a matter of trusting it. It's a matter of seeing it, matter of experiencing, matter of knowing it.
Yeah, it's
more knowledge. It's like saying, I don't want this medical test because I don't want to know. I want to know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Fair
so,
enough.
Yeah.
I have some good friends that, you know, are.
I said this many times within the piece when I did it, that like, it's up to, I'm just giving you the report. It's up to you to make the decision. Who do you think is the real guy? I'm telling you. There's a very different guy behind closed doors in a different setting. Now,
capable of performatively seeing that, yeah.
He won't even meet with the guy. He won't even do it. Oh, you know what story is not getting enough attention locally is that story of what happened in Chester County. I think it was Chester County, actually, that it took place in. The story is from Libs of TikTok and 6ABC. Did this as well. It was this guy who was arrested, this anti-Trump protester, arrested at an Oak Kings protest in PA, might have been Westchester, while heavily armed. Here's some of the story of this. This has not gotten nearly enough attention, in my opinion. Take a listen.
Police, the bomb squad, and the FBI converged on the home of Kevin Krebs in Malvern Monday evening after a more extensive search of the home led to the discovery of a pipe bomb inside. Krebs was arrested Saturday in Westchester while heavily armed near a No Kings protest in the borough. The arrest was captured on video on High Street downtown. Shortly before the bomb squad and FBI showed up, a man who says Krebs is his younger brother spoke with Action News right there on the front porch.
Completely. So apologetic and so sorry that others, everybody was triggered or people felt uncomfortable and unsafe.
According to the affidavit of probable cause, police seized a fully loaded handgun, 3 loaded handgun magazines, 6 loaded assault rifle magazines, knives, a ski mask, and gloves that Krebs was carrying at the time of his arrest. This man says his brother was in downtown Westchester in support of the protest and its message.
There you go. Well, I can tell you that there are a lot of crazy people out there, and there's no shortage of them, no doubt about that. Here's the United States. You know the whole the L.A. rioters, by the way, and the U.S. attorney out there, Bill Easley, announced charges over these L.A. rioters, attempted arson of a police vehicle, assaulting a federal agent. A bunch of things during this press conference that he announced, too. I'm not going to play it right this second, but there are a lot of these nutbags who are out there that are doing these things, and they're trying to start. I mean, that's what they want. They want violence. It's what they're looking for. It's like these grandstanding politicians who keep getting arrested. The guy in New York today, Zoolander, the congresswoman in New Jersey, and the Democrat mayor of Newark. I mean, all these people, again, they want attention. They want all these things. And then on the left, you have a problem with violence. It is real. It is a very real thing. There are people on the left who are out there looking to commit violence. And they are doing so, I think, because Trump has been compared to Hitler. And we've also been told that this is the end of times and they've got to stop the guy who's going to lead us to the end of the world. And when people hear those things, they think, oh, I got to do something about it. Crazy people think that. I mean, not rational people. But crazy people. I'm sorry, Matt. What's the report that you're saying right now?
There's a report going around that Trump's speaking with Netanyahu via phone right now. But I can't find any details as to what exactly they're discussing. I assume something will leak sooner or later. I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, and this is coming as Iran is now threatening that they are going to do something very big tonight. Something very big is going to happen. Right? That's the other news?
That Iranian state media, if you give me a second, I can pull up the exact quote. But yeah, their exact quote was that tonight will hold a surprise that the world will remember for centuries.
It's Iran saying that.
Yes.
The surprise is going to be that it turns out cows don't burp and don't toot, and this whole thing has been a scam. Iran's going to have the secret files on that. White House issued a lid 10 minutes ago, Justin. Thank you. So we're not going to hear anything from the White House tonight or the president, at least as far as we know right now. So that's that. As the president is weighing his involvement here. There was this cool video. I meant to get to this yesterday. Iranian state television was broadcasting live on Monday when a massive explosion rocked the studio. And this, if you're watching, if you're still streaming on YouTube, you're going to get to see this because it's primarily visual. But take a watch and a listen.
حزب صدای حق و حقیقت است آنچه که ملاحظه کردید صدایی که شنیدید فضای غبارآلود استادیو
Yeah, I'm not. See, now their state media is a little bit more exciting than our state media. I mean, I honestly found that broadcast to be more entertaining than NPR's broadcast on climate change, even without the bombing. Even without the bombing. I'm just saying their state media is still more interesting than National Public Radio. All right. Quick break. Turn around. We'll keep you posted as we get any more details of what could be happening tonight with Israel and Iran. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No updates yet on Christine Noem, other than apparently she had an allergic reaction to something and she was hospitalized. That is that. The other big story today is the SALT deduction fight. State and local taxes. Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, spoke a short time ago on Fox News and he said that he's on board with the bill as long as these changes go through. It would bring the state and local tax deduction back down to $10,000 where it is right now. So basically, if you live in an expensive blue state like New Jersey, for example, you can only deduct 10% of the local and state taxes you pay, your property taxes. The House version had it $40,000 if you make less than $500,000 a year. The Senate is bringing it back down to 10. The House is now saying that then the bill's dead on arrival. Mike Lawler, who is a blue state Republican, he represents a district in New York State, said bill's dead on arrival and all the blue state Republicans are going to vote no on it. They said if this goes back down to 10, then it's dead. So does that mean then that it's going to go somewhere like maybe 25 or 30? Because to the Senate, they're saying $40,000 is ridiculous. The House is saying $10,000 is ridiculous. The question is, where's the compromise going to wind up being on the one big beautiful bill? Because you got to have a compromise here because this thing has to get done. I mean, in the middle of obviously dealing with all this Iran and Israel stuff, let's not forget that they are also right now debating this package and debating this whole thing. And that seems to be the real hang up right now is this, that this SALT deduction. I mean, there's other things they're fighting about, too, but that's what this is. SALT deduction battle erupts. Consider this the response to the Senate's negotiating mark. Dead on arrival, said Representative Mike Lawler of New York. The Senate Finance Committee, which has jurisdiction over taxes, health care, and a litany of other air policies, said that they're going to release the bill later today. And the SALT deductions, which were capped at $10,000 for married and single filers in Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, then now brought back to 40, up to 40 in the House. And then they say the votes are not there. The Senate Finance Committee is still working out the kinks of the bill, and the lowered SALT cap is not set in stone. A source familiar with the ongoing negotiations said that the $10,000 cap was just a placeholder as talks continue ahead of the bill. Representative Nicole Malliotakis of New York, who represents parts of New York City, is Staten Island, I think, is a member of the House's tax writing panel, objected to the Senate's possible placeholder reversal, saying the following, quote, "The $40,000 SALT deduction was carefully negotiated along with other tax provisions by the House of Representatives, and we all had to give a little to obtain the votes to pass the one big beautiful bill. For the Senate to leave the SALT deduction capped at $10,000, excuse me, is not only insulting, but a slap in the face to the Republican districts that delivered our majority and trifecta. If we want to be the big tent party, we need to recognize that we have members representing blue states with high taxes that are subsidizing many red districts across the country with constituents who benefit from refundable tax credits despite paying zero in taxes." Now, I don't think they have enough Republican votes to pass the one big beautiful bill just based on the Republicans who represent New York and California. I don't think they have the votes if they bring it back down to $10,000. So that they're, I don't think the $10,000 thing is real. They say the deduction would drop for people making over the $500,000 mark to a minimum deduction of $10,000, but the cap and the income ceiling increase would increase annually by 1%. So that's where the battle lines are being drawn right now on this, as obviously everybody is now talking about the battle lines with Iran and Israel. But the Senate's $10,000 cap, not a done deal yet, but it's basically what they're saying right now is that if this goes back to the House, then it will not pass. And then they're going to have to start all over again. So that's the latest coming out of that. I'm sure by tomorrow there'll be, or maybe even sometime tonight, but we got to go. And Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next, so tune in for that. And join us Friday. We'll be in Cape May. We'll be live in Cape May for our first live show of the year at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and I want to see you there. It's going to be fun. We'll have great guests there. We'll have you there, and the bar will be open. Those beaches will be open. We'll have fun. Make sure you join us. It's, what can I say? Live shows are always incredibly special. You don't want to miss them. Make sure you join us Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. You don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come on and show up. In the meantime, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.